about 10 years ago, Opera, which is a Norwegian company that makes its own web browser, complained to the European Commission about Microsoft and the fact that Microsoft includes Internet Explorer, its own browser, bundled into Windows, that if you buy Windows, then you find Internet Explorer is already there, already set up. And they complained that this was anti-competitive. It's taken an enormously long time for the European Commission to grind this out, but it's finally determined. It had determined that it didn't like this, that it was anti-competitive, that it didn't create an open market for browsers. Nelly Crozes, the competition commissioner, said it was rather like going to a supermarket and finding there was only one brand of shampoo to buy. They've now got a decision which allows people who are using Windows, XP, Vista or Windows 7 will be presented with what's called a ballot screen, which will show about a dozen different browsers that people can download and use instead of Internet Explorer.
So it's a real David versus Goliath moment here, with the little guys winning their battle. But what difference will it make to consumers?
Well, for consumers, it should mean that people will be using a different browser, and there are definitely benefits to that. A big problem in the early part of the 2000s was that Internet Explorer was the most dominant browser, and because there wasn't any real competition from other browsers, development on the web pretty much died. Internet Explorer just sat on it and killed it. And it was only really with the launch of Firefox, which is a free alternative browser, that things really started hotting up. People started developing things for it, things that really changed. You got things like Google Maps and so on. And that's made a big difference. So for consumers, they'll start to see more choice, which actually means you're more secure, because a lot of the sort of scams, a lot of the what are called drive-by downloads, which are security exploits against browsers, a lot of those are targeted at Internet Explorer. So you see more security, you'll get more choice, and actually it should mean that the web becomes something which is much more standards-based.
But it all goes back to Microsoft in the end. I mean, how damaging is this for them? Or will this not really make a dent?
It's not damaging in the sense that it's not taking money away from them directly. But it takes some of their control of what they were able to make people go to and where they were able to make people look at. It takes some of that away from them. And it means that they can't rely, at least in Europe, on being able to drive things on the web in the way that they want to simply by what they include in Internet Explorer. They now have to think rather differently about what it is that the web does and how they interact with the web, certainly in Europe.